about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another week of the Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. It's my pleasure to be here. I trust that you survived another weekend, and as we enter into the end of August, not quite the end of summer, but the end of August, of course, we note that the days are getting shorter. That is, the sunlight is getting shorter. And for some, that may be a little depressing, but, you know, that's to be expected this time of year. All good things come to an end, and all bad things must be eliminated, right? You bet. Next week, of course, we have the holiday, right? We have Monday off, I believe, Labor Day. At least I will be off Labor Day, Monday, and then back on Tuesday. And, of course, in the meantime, we do have some interesting programs scheduled for you. I'd like to hear from you tonight. We are going to have plenty of topics to discuss, and we'd like to hear from you, especially if you're a first-time caller. And we give you the number, as you know, often enough, 800-313-9443. And as I say, I have no shortage of things to discuss. And one of the first things I would like to discuss is the article that graces the front page of the Forward publication for August 24th. For August 24th. And it has to do with the Armenian genocide and the debate, the schism, if you will, at the ADL. When you're looking for ammunition to gun down your opponent, it's always good to check out your opponent first. And, of course, I have been telling you that for a long time. The ADL is the enemy of America. Perhaps at the top of the list of enemies of our freedom, our way of life, our republic, and most of all, our faith as a Christian nation. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rit has been shepherded, if I may use the term, by Abe Foxman for a number of years now, much to the detriment of the ADL, much to its dishonor, and of course, to feed its enemies with enough hatred and enough opposition to make life a little bit uneasy for Mr. Foxman. Why, even the Forward has written about this Armenian genocide debate exposing problems for Mr. Foxman. And Mr. Foxman, in the same issue, has a response and a letter to the editors of the Forward. So we'll get into that when we come back, and I want your opinion right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only with Rick Adams and only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back now, and welcome to the program. Rick Adams here. The Forward publication, the oldest American Jewish publication in the country, features the article in this week's edition, Armenian Genocide Debate Exposes Rift at ADL. And Jennifer Siegel writes the article, and she says that it's been a long, hot, difficult summer for Abe Foxman. Faced with the fight of his professional life, the director of the ADL was forced into a rare, reluctant retreat by the unlikeliest of adversaries, an ethnic minority charging one of the world's most famous Holocaust survivors with suppressing recognition of a genocide. For weeks, Foxman, 67, faced mounting criticism for refusing to back Armenian Americans in their quest to pass a congressional resolution recognizing as genocide the World War I era massacre of Armenians at the hands of their Ottoman rulers. But after insisting that the ADL and the United States should not risk inciting Turkey, how do you like that? Israel's most important Middle Eastern ally. How do you like that? By labeling the episode as genocide, he made a hasty, if less than contrite, retreat this week in the face of a potential mutiny from fellow Jews. I'm going to stop there for a moment, because that is a very significant paragraph. Now, you all know, and I don't need to tell you, We always invariably hear about this thing called the Holocaust. And there are, of course, Holocaust stories, innumerable accounts, renditions, opinions, and so forth on what actually happened during World War II. Now, we've never been given the truth. I understand that. We've never had an honest examination of all of the facts because the history of the war and the world, for that matter, is written by those who are the victors of the war. And just as we have been lied to about what happened in Poland in World War II vis-a-vis the Soviets, the Red Army, murdering thousands and thousands of Polish intellectuals and officers and professionals, of course, blaming it on the German army, we have also been lied to about the whole entire episode involving World War II. So, with that in mind, it must be doubly disturbing for Armenians, particularly those in my listening audience who know that what they experienced in World War I was indeed a documented, totally incontrovertible episode that cannot be denied. And yet, the genocide deniers, such as Abe Foxman of the ADL, are doing exactly that, denying the genocide, while at the same time escalating the drumbeat for more recognition of the so-called Holocaust. Now, that's not all. As you know, it would be one thing to demand apologies and demand continuing reparations for the victims of the Holocaust, as they put it. But in addition to that, we have the hate crimes bill languishing in the Congress, and as they come back next month, the Senate will be considering and faced with this monstrous bill that was sponsored through the efforts of the ADL and Mr. Foxman that would indeed ultimately lead to the punishing of speech, the punishing of any crime, alleged crime of violence, motivated by hate speech, so that hate speech would now begin to be recognized as a crime in and of itself on a federal level, no longer a state issue, but a federal level, so that punitive damages, punitive recriminations will in effect be the law. If the ADL has its way, for anything that is deemed to be hateful of the so-called Holocaust or the State of Israel or the Holocaust industry, as Norman Finkelstein has written in his book by the same title. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that Abe Foxman, a man who constantly beats the drum of the Holocaust industry, should admit publicly, without any fear of contradiction or shame or humiliation, as he says in this next paragraph in this article, quote, "I didn't make a mistake. No American, no Armenian lives are under threat today or in danger. Israel is under threat and in danger. And a relationship between Israel and Turkey is vital and critical. So, yay, I have to weigh that," unquote. How do you like that? What Abe Foxman is saying is that what's good for Israel is good, and to hell with the consequences for anyone else. And what is not good for Israel is not good, and to hell with the consequences of such a policy. Turkey can get away with genocide, as it has. And the Turks to this day do not in any way, shape, or form give account for that genocide that they committed against the Armenian peoples. Yet, Israel and the, quote, world community have extracted constant apologias from Germany, and money, of course, with continued reparations all of these years to the so-called Holocaust recipients. Now, of course, those recipients have been greater than the number of people that were actually killed in that war. But what's a little simple arithmetic when you're playing with numbers? You know what they say about figures don't lie, but liars figure? Well, you can debate that one till the cows come home. But here's the point. The point is, and very clearly, the point is, Mr. Foxman is even going so far as to humiliate and embarrass his fellow Zionists on this issue when he makes the statement that Israel is under constant attack and threat or in danger, but Armenians somehow are not. Palestinians are not. Arabs and Muslims are not. Now, doesn't that rock your boat a little bit? Doesn't that wet your tongue a little bit in anger? Doesn't that mist up your eyes somewhat? I would think it would. And here we're told the ADL worked to head off a full-blown public relations crisis with a carefully worded statement released August 21st that did not endorse the congressional resolution, but confirmed the consequences of the actions of the Ottoman Empire against the Armenians were tantamount to genocide. Several observers within the organization's leadership told the Forward that even if the effort proved successful, the saga would likely leave behind lingering questions about Foxman's maverick leadership style, as well as doubts about the group's fundamental mission. Quote, are we an organization of principle? Are we an organization that will stand up for what's right and wrong? Or are we principles, or are our principles put through some kind of filter that involves Israel's self-interest, said a member of the ADL's National Executive Committee who requested anonymity. I'll bet they did. That's the question. That is the question. And there's more. And there's more. Some saw the brouhaha as a matter of chickens coming home to roost for Foxman, who has served on the ADL's leadership position since 1987. Over the years, Foxman has charged an array of foes with misrepresenting Jewish history and fomenting anti-Semitism, including Mel Gibson, Jimmy Carter, Louis Farrakhan, and Mohammad Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. There's a huge irony here, said Jonathan Sarna, a professional Jewish historian at Brandeis University. The Armenian community is using all the strategies we invented to deal with Holocaust denial. Well, isn't that something? Isn't that something? I have to repeat it three times. Isn't that amazing? What do you think? The chickens are coming home to roost. We're on the verge of something, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back with Abe Foxman and company. Stay tuned.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Rick Adams, once again, back again. And you remember last week or so, I mentioned this incident that really was inaugurated by the situation in Watertown, Massachusetts, home to one of the country's oldest and largest Armenian populations, by the way. They voted to withdraw from an ADL-run anti-discrimination program. And the reason given, of course, was that the ADL is very selective about whose Holocaust and whose genocide is important. And some, of course, are relegated to the back of the bus, if I may use the term. And in this case, the Armenian genocide. So they sparked a real controversy over this with the ADL. And now Foxman's been running around, flapping his arms and his wings, running like a panic-stricken boy, you know, screaming into the night. Well, first of all, what Armenian who has any self-respect, what Armenian organization that has any credibility would want to join in the ADL's efforts? The ADL is not a tolerance organization. Quite the contrary. As we have shown repeatedly, the ADL is very anti-tolerant, very intolerant of free speech, of freedom of constitutional law. They're very intolerant of Christianity and other religions such as Islam, to name just a couple. And yet, the Armenians were coaxed into joining this effort in Massachusetts, all over the United States. But here, this Watertown Mass organization of Armenians said, hey, enough's enough. What gives? How can you, with a straight face, tell us that the Holocaust happened, that it's more important than any other genocide, any other crimes against humanity, and then expect us to be a part of your campaign of tolerance? Well, that's not tolerance at all, they said. That's hypocrisy. So Abe Foxman been running around, flapping his arms, as I said, screaming into the night, ranting and raving about how we cannot afford to alienate Turkey, because Turkey, as genocidal as it has been in the past, and even today with the Kurds, indeed, yes, must be Israel's ally in the Middle East. And if it's Israel's ally that matters, then that's all that should matter to the United States and the Congress, these idiots in Congress. They shouldn't care about human individual rights for Palestinians or for Armenians or for Muslims or anyone else for that matter, Christians included. What is good for Israel is good. What is bad for Israel is bad. Now, that's about as racist, that's about as supremacist as anyone can get. Imagine the KKK saying that, right? Well, they wouldn't even have to say it. And you'd respond and say, well, that's just exclusivism. That's supremacy. Well, that's exactly what the ADL has always meant, has always stood for, has always exemplified, you see? So Abe Foxman's quoted as saying that the Jewish community shouldn't be the arbiter of the Armenian genocide. Whoa! But they should be the arbiter, him at the head, of what is genocide, what constitutes it, and whose genocide is more important than anyone else's. How do you like that? So this Armenian group said in a letter to the newspapers in Watertown that we are not going to be in this No Place for Hate program of the ADL. We want nothing to do with it if this is the case, they said. We have been aggrieved. We've been insulted. So the ADL at press time in this article in the Forward had not announced exactly whether or not they have rectified the situation, which involves, interestingly enough, some interesting characters at Harvard University. You see, we can go back in history a little bit to the founding of the ADL in 1913, and this whole issue in Watertown, Mass., as I said, where the Armenian community is very, very populated, has indeed now resulted in other towns poised to follow suit and drop out of the ADL's campaign. Hey, this is a snowball effect, my friends. Well, now you have the ADL's board professional head, regional director Andrew Tarsi, publicly disavowing Abe Foxman. And Mr. Tarsi was summarily fired last Friday, resulting in the cascade of events, including the resignation of two regional board members, condemnation of the ADL by such prominent Jews as Alan Dershowitz, and a public rift with the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Boston. Even Alan, torture is good for Arabs, Dershowitz, jumped on the bandwagon. Hey, damage control time, man. Damage control. Foxman is a liability. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. Much more to come. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443 is the number.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, will A.B. Foxman resign or will he survive this latest difficulty for the poor man? And the forward speculates, within the ADL, Foxman's critics also seem unlikely to be fully placated, although Foxman is widely credited within the organization as a master technician, and a tactician, rather. Equally adept at handling world leaders, you notice that? Handling world leaders and big-time donors. His detractors have long resented what they see as his propensity to unilaterally adopt positions, as when he lobbied for a pardon for financial swindler Mark Rich in the final days of the Clinton administration. In 2001, Foxman angered leaders in Los Angeles when he unexpectedly fired the director of the ADL's Pacific Southwest region. This is deja vu, said Joel Sprayingen, a longtime critic of Foxman, was a long former national vice chairman of the ADL, an honorary chair in Chicago. He says, to many of us, it seems here, he does it all over again. Well, how is it that Abe Foxman, a liability now to even the most ardent of racist Zionists, can continue in that position? What is responsible for him maintaining this position and engendering so much divisiveness, hatred, and blowback for the Israel lobby? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, that's a question we will continue to unfold and answer here on the program as time goes on. Now, Abe Foxman does have a letter in the same issue, this week's issue of The Forward. And he claims the ADL has never denied the Armenian genocide. Well, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. Isn't that wonderful? He says, let us be clear. We have fully acknowledged and never denied the massacres of hundreds of thousands of Armenians at the hands of the Ottoman Empire in 1915 through 1918. We believe that the Turkish government must do more than it has to confront its history and to seek reconciliation with the Armenian people. We have said that to the Turkish government and its officials, and we continue to do so. Yet, we also believe that legislative efforts outside of Turkey are counterproductive to the goal of having Turkey itself come to grips with its past. We therefore have taken no position on what action Congress should take on the House Resolution 106. This is for many reasons, including the concerns from the Jewish community in Turkey about the impact of congressional action on them. Since when are they concerned about the Jewish community in Turkey? What about the Jewish community in Iran? What about the Jewish community in the Arab world? That's me asking the question. He says, we are also keenly aware that Turkey is a strategic ally and friend of the United States and Israel, and that in the struggle between Islamic extremists and moderate Islam, Turkey is the most critical country in the world. We are deeply saddened that the Watertown Mass Town Council has rescinded its partnership with the ADL's No Place for Hate program over a matter that involves complex and competing moralities. See, there are competing moralities when other groups, ethnic groups, try to have memorialized their genocide and take to task those that have committed it. Now it's a complex issue. Now it's a matter of competing morality, says Foxman. While the Armenian community reserves the right to disagree with our position, their strategy of attempting to intimidate, can you believe this? Listen to the words. Their strategy of attempting to intimidate and punish us for not coming around to their point of view is unacceptable. It is sad that such an important program as No Place for Hate, which provides a framework for fighting hatred and bigotry, has been mired in a controversy that is not of its own making and that has absolutely no bearing on its goals and objectives. A.B. Foxman, National Director of the ADL. Now, how do you like that, huh? So, why am I taking all this time to read this? For those of you listening, those of you new time listeners in that vast audience out there, it's very important that you understand where the power lies in this world today. Where the power lies. Who are the movers and shakers, and how they move and how they shake. And when a little tiny reaction, just a little reaction, comes from one of the goy, exposing the racial bigotry of the ADL types and the Foxmans, even when within their own circles, the heat gets too much for the kitchen. This is how they react. If they wanted Foxman to go, he would have been gone. That's the reality. But you see, he's still there. And this is not the beginning, but a long line, of opposition to fairness and egalitarianism with regard to other genocides and other acts of mass murder committed against the lesser peoples, the Armenians, the Arabs, the Muslims, the Christians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Germans. You see the difference? What a difference a Holocaust can make. Now let's take some calls, 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about other events in the news today as we go along. But I want to get this thing rolling because it's something that should bother all of us, and it needs to be exposed for what it is. Jim in Texas is first. Hello, Jim. Hi, Jim. You're on the air with Rick Adams.
I thought for a minute there, Rick, that you were going to announce that the entire ADL organization were going to come clean on the fact that the Armenian genocide was perpetrated by what at the time was called the Young Turks, which were a bunch of crypto Jews mm-hmm. who were running the Ottoman Empire at the time.
Which is absolutely overthrown true the Sultan, as well.
And it was their desire and their and the Turkish media, which is the same media we got, Jewish-controlled media, was advocating killing all the Armenians.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Yes, that's exactly what they do, the Kenite-controlled Turkish Ottoman Empire. You're absolutely right.
And they done the same thing when they took control of the Russian Empire, the Russian Empire, and they done the same thing, let's kill all the Christians that we can, with any justification whatsoever. You know, they got smooth hands, they're bourgeois, we'll kill them. Mm-hmm. You know, they were a college professor or a high school teacher, hey, he might have a little bit of brains, we better kill him because that will eliminate counter-revolutionaries. Mm-hmm. Anybody with three active brain cells could be considered a counter-revolutionary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they've always operated.
I'm afraid I have to let you down, though, Jim. No, the ADL has not confessed to all of those crimes as well.
It's probably forthcoming as we speak.
Yes,
probably
I'm
tomorrow.
Sure they will issue a press release within hours.
And they'll take the blame for the Palestinian genocide and the mm-hmm. Russian genocide and the Armenian genocide and the German genocide.
Yes.
And all the other genocides. Hey, their major holiday is Purim, which they celebrate killing all their enemies in Persia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does that tell people, you know, people that can think, which unfortunately there's not very many of them, that's their biggest holiday of the year. They celebrate killing all their enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But still, people don't get it. People can't think or won't think or a combination thereof. They can't think, wait a minute, all their holidays are about killing people except for the stupid holiday of our candles, or not candles, but our lamp oil was only supposed to last 3 days, but it lasted seven. Now, what kind of stupid holiday is that?
Yeah, I know, indeed. No question about it. But it's interesting to see the blowback here and what is happening, in response from the Armenian community. And now it's spreading to other towns and other communities across America. And I think that is certainly comeuppance. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I think
it's welcome news, and
it
I'm
is.
Glad that it's happening. But I don't see that it's affected our congressmen, our Congress critters, as some people call them, too
well,
much.
You know darn right well that's a long way off from Watertown, Mass. And they know
Hillary
only too
will
well
come
who their power brokers are. Huh?
Hillary and Obama and all these people will probably come out with statements tomorrow stating that the Armenians have always been known as a scourge of humanity.
You
and
think
you can't
so?
Take anything they say, you know, at face value.
You really think so now, Jim? I know you're
absolutely
serious.
If they're required to, they
yes.
will. Hey, if their bosses tell them, that's exactly what they'll say.
Well, it's nice to see them squirming like little rodents now on the floor.
Yeah, I would like to see the Armenian community demand of Hillary, what's your position on this, Hillary?
Well, yeah, I mean...
just watch her squirm, because her position is, in the end, is going to be Abe Foxman's position. Always has been, always will be.
Yep. How about maybe if we ask Mr. Murdoch what his position
is? Oh, Rupert?
Yes.
Rupert, who's not really a Jew, but his mother was Jewish, and under Jewish law, if your mother's Jewish, you're a Jew. But if he says, no, no, because my family were practicing Anglicans or whatever religion they pick for the day, it's like, you know, they can pick a religion like they can pick a name. You know, that's the way the system works, you know.
Well, I mean,
hey, I'm not a Jew, I'm an Anglican.
Seeing as how Fox News is pushing now, as never before, for war with Iran, thanks to their boss and their neocon buddies, thought maybe they would be interested in the effects of genocide going back to the Armenian Holocaust. Maybe they would be a little bit concerned about tolerance before
they jump into war. No concern for tolerance, Rick. You know that.
Uh-huh.
They have no more than MSNBC or CNN. They all have the same. They're only slightly less enthusiastic about going after Iran than Fox News. Fox News is leading the pack, but the others are right behind them. I listened to one night, I couldn't believe it, where Joe Scarborough says, I love Israel. Just right out of the blue, they were talking about Israel. I love Israel.
Well, you know, well, you know what he was really saying.
He's saying, I love my job.
He says, I love my paycheck.
I love my job and my paycheck, and I won't say anything that could possibly interfere with that.
That's right. That's right. Now you're getting the drift. Here you go, Jim.
I've known the drift for 40 years. But
Come on. You're
I have.
Come on. You mean to say that you and about five other people at that time knew what was going on?
And only one in New England. But I used to hate to watch Walter Cronkite. I'm thinking, how can anybody believe this balderdash? Here's a Jewish fellow telling us what we ought to think about this, and I'm saying, where's the opposite opinion? Where's the other side?
You're talking about good old Uncle Walter?
Yes, Walter, you know, America's conscience or whatever they call
it. Well, you remember when Walter Cronkite said that he said during the war, World War II, when he was a correspondent for the for the CBS Broadcasting Radio Network, he said that he did everything he could to make the Soviets look good.
Absolutely.
He admitted that. He admitted that he was a propagandist for the Soviet Red Army. Can you believe it? I believe it. It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, how bold can you be?
Only as obvious.
Your words will betray you, Jim.
Only as obvious as tomorrow morning when I get up and the sun's coming up. That's how obvious it is. Isn't any more obvious than that.
But yes.
Listen, Rick, I don't want to tie up your time.
No,
I just
that's
thought
fine.
I'm
glad you let it all come out. I hear your venom now, your hate. The ADL would call what you just said hatred. And you must be punished for free speech.
Well, I did get called a bigot the other night on the radio, but that's
you
not
did?
Here or there. Yeah.
Which, where?
Well, I won't go into that, but it was close to home, I'll put it that way.
So. Not on my show.
No, not on your show.
Right. Although
it could happen, who knows? But I don't pay any attention to name calling. Once they start calling me names, I know I'm hitting home.
You go. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your input. We appreciate it very much, and we are taking more calls just ahead, and we'll take one right now. Vince in Montana, I believe. Hello, Vince.
Hello, that's me.
That's you. You're on the air with Rick Adams.
The previous caller makes a great point about Abe Foxham might be doing a little covering, a little self-group covering there, because the Zionist Young Turks were dominated by Jews, and you know, we got all these names, Mehmet Talat, we've got Yevid Bey, Emmanuel Caruso, and a real one that a lot of people will know, Vladimir Jabotinsky.
Yes.
Ran the newspapers in Turkey at the time.
Mm-hmm.
People don't really know is why.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, you have to study the history of the Baku oil fields at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when the big artesian field in Baku, where the oil has always come right to the surface, even from the days of Greek fire. Well, when the Rothschilds decided to get involved in the oil business in about 1910, they were behind the eight ball, behind the nobles, had quite a lead on them in the Baku area. And once they decided to get into that, they decided that the best way to claim potential oil areas, especially since they had been able to export for the first time and had built the first, albeit small, pipeline, they figured the best way to claim this land was to genocide it. Just get rid of the inhabitants so they wouldn't have to deal with them if they were going to export this oil.
That was nice.
So when you study the Armenian genocide, it really was the first oil grab at a time when the engine was becoming, it was becoming apparent that the engine was going to replace horsepower and steam power. Then they wanted to be in on the lead steps on this one. And Baku was, along with Titusville and a few others, mm-hmm. were the great accessible oil fields of the time. Mm-hmm. So the nation of Armenia at the time extended from well within that, Turkey.
That's a good point. You're absolutely right on the money. Stay with me. Quick break all right. here, all right? We'll be right back with you and other calls just ahead. Jump aboard Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You ask me, he's lost his nerve.
All righty, we're back now with our caller here from Montana. And, yes, you have opened up another chapter of history. And what you're saying, I think, is absolutely correct with the fact that the Armenians just happened to be in the way of this big, massive oil project and at the close to the turn of the previous century. You're right, absolutely.
more importantly, what it did is it set the precedent for future actions.
No question.
Genocides.
Yep.
Oil genocides.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when oil is discovered under indigenous people's land, you don't pay them for it. You don't help them to develop it. You wipe them out and you take it.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds,
that's the way the choice
familiar, doesn't
you
it, huh?
do. Well, it seems like what's going to happen in Iraq now. The other problem Abe is facing is the possibility that it's going to be coming to light that Stalin's Jews were responsible for the great genocide of what Alexander Solzhenitsyn says is 66 million mm-hmm. in his book 200 Years Together, which,
yep.
by the way, hasn't been released in English. Very interesting. But he said
yeah.
66 million. But even Ynet, the Israeli publication, came out in an article by Sever Plocker a while back.
Mm-hmm.
It's entitled Stalin's Jews, and it basically admits that the members of the Cheka, the high-ranking members of the Cheka mm-hmm. under Stalin, and they're lowering their numbers, they're hedging their bets here. They say 20 million were killed by what they call Stalin's Jews. Now that's a self-confession in an Israeli publication. So Abe can't
yeah.
be far behind here, having to come clean with the role of the Jews in committing Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
not being on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely true. And that is, scripturally now why we see that people are not willing as a whole to accept it, but to accept the opposite, actually, that the Jews cast as victims instead of victimizers and everyone else as victimizers and aggressors, when that obviously historically is a total absolute lie. And we've just shown that in just a couple of examples. I alluded earlier to the situation in Poland in World War II with what happened really in the Katyn Forest Massacre, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Sure.
And
yeah,
you know
the elimination of the officer class and the intelligentsia.
What was it, something like 10 or 15,000?
Correct.
Murdered and then, killed in these mass trenches, which, of course, is the typical Bolshevik way of doing things. Well, of course, for years, the world was told that that was another German atrocity, another Nazi atrocity. Well, of course, it took some doing, but finally the truth came out. The documents were released that, in fact, it was the Soviet Army that had visited at the time, and the Soviet Army had indeed committed those exterminations and put the blame on the Germans. So how many other exterminations were committed by Joe Stalin and Walter Cronkite's buddies, FDR's buddies, at the time of the invasion through Eastern Europe by the Soviet Red Army?
Well, we know Hungary for sure.
Well, but yeah, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, all of them. And Eisenhower was right there with them, working alongside them.
Well, what we need to learn is the methodology that they use, and that's the elimination of leaders and the intelligentsia.
Mm-hmm.
They just soon leave the serfs and the lowly goy serfs for menial tasks. But they try to eliminate the brain
power. No, you're
right.
You're right. Absolutely. And in Cambodia, we saw that happen too. The cream of the crop. Unbelievable. Thank you very much for your call,
Rick.
My friend Vince. We will be back with more. Hour number two. Coming right up of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and your calls at 800-313-9443. Can you believe it? Abe Foxman is still a survivor.
It's true.